Personal log, Nick Bannon. I'm sending this to Earth, to anyone who will listen, and you damn well better listen, because it could very well save your ass. All your asses. My experiment was a success. Hyperspace really does exist. I'm living proof of that. I only wish that I had stopped to consider the consequences of my actions. If I'd had any idea of the dangers involved, hell, I would have scrapped the whole damn project and gone back to what I like best, flying. But I never expected this. How could I have possibly known something like this would happen? Nick's forehead wrinkled in anguish at the thought of his terrible mistake. He closed his eyes and continued, his solemn voice echoing his regret. Maybe I was a little too cocky or short-sighted, something. Bottom line, I screwed up. Because of me, Earth may be facing the greatest threat mankind has ever seen. And I may be the only one that can stop our planet's total destruction. Without success, left with little choice, they fired wildly into the fog, obviously hoping for a lucky shot. They never got one. One by one, the lizards succumbed to the fury of plasma blasts, bombarding them from all sides. After the last Dragorn fell to the ground, smoke pouring from its wounds, Nick met Arya and Karg back down in the square to assess their victory. Okay, they're dead. Now, can we please get the hell out of here? Nick impatiently queried as he glanced nervously into the surrounding fog. Wait, we need the energy device, Arya replied. Nick glanced at her, one eyebrow raised in disbelief. Are you kidding me? That thing's nothing but trouble. I say we just leave it. It's okay, I have a plan, she said. Most likely, there are two or three more Dragorans guarding the transport. Nick grabbed Arya's arm as she tried to step around him. Two or three more. Between their armor and scales, they were damn hard to take down. I'm not sure we'll be so lucky next time. If you have another option, speak up. Otherwise, we need to hurry. Arya pulled her arm free of Nick's grasp and headed in the direction of the landing site. Karg stepped over one of the smoldering Dragoran bodies, snatched up the device, and fell in behind Arya. Nick threw his hands up in the air and stared upward into the thick fog for a moment, as if seeking guidance from a higher power. Yep, this part of space is definitely going to kill me. With a heavy sigh, he dropped his arms back down to his sides, readied his rifle, and took off at a jog after Karg and Arya, who were already disappearing into the dense fog ahead. As Nick caught up, Arya reached down and pulled out her scanner. Freck! She stopped dead in her tracks and stood staring at the scanner. What now? Nick stepped around her and looked at the scanner she held. You have got to be kidding me. He groaned. Can my life get any better? The scanner was fried. A plasma blast had sliced it open during the firefight. One of the Dragorans almost got in a lucky shot after all. Arya stuffed the useless device back into its damaged pouch. That was close, she muttered. Without seeming overly concerned, she started walking toward the landing site again. Nick was amazed by her cavalier attitude. If the Dragoran had fired a few inches to the left, she'd be dead. He guessed that's what made her a soldier, and him a scientist. She was battle-hardened, and he was only just beginning his journey into the madness of war. Still, he doubted he would ever get used to being fired at, damn near killed, and scared out of his mind every second of every day. The team stealthily continued down the path to the transport's location, until Arya held up her hand to signal for them to stop. Nick had his head turned, busy looking into the woods for any sneaky Dragoran soldiers, when he plowed into the back of Arya. Arya rolled her eyes, ignored Nick, and motioned to a spot on the ground. Karg set the device down on the damp forest floor, just within the tree line. Without a word or a sound, Arya waved for the two to follow as she made her way around the edge of the clearing to an area of dense brush on the other side.
Okay, now what?
Karg whispered. Fire the modified rounds at the ground on the other side of the clearing. With luck, the power source will mask our presence, and they will think they are being ambushed from the other side. Not a bad plan, Nick commented. Arya grinned at him, an impish, cute sort of grin that made her seem more human than ever. I'm learning, she replied. The team fired a burst at the far side of the clearing. Plasma explosions blew dirt and debris into the air as each round impacted the ground. Several small trees blew in half, showering the area with splinters of wood. They stopped firing and waited, but nothing happened. No Dragorans taking cover. No return fire. Absolutely nothing, until... A twig snapped behind them as a cold rifle barrel pressed against the back of Nick's head.
Don't move.